Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, then you'll have all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at progressive.com. We got a power-packed hour. Brian Dawkins, the Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, he joins us in about 10, 15 minutes. And then Joe Montana, arguably the GOAT, four-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame quarterback. That'll be fun as well.
Yes, I brought my knee pads just to clean the floor here. That's all. That's all. I'm not talking about anything else. Relax. Okay.
I'm not even going to address that. All right, Rob, we talked about the big blockbuster NBA trade with Kevin Durant going to Phoenix. I don't know. I'm going to take some of this composure.
Yeah, that's what you need. All right.
Kevin Durant going to the Phoenix Suns. We talked about it from the Nets' perspective. Let's talk about it from the Suns' perspective. And I'm going to say this, Rob. The Suns, if healthy, that's always a question mark, right?
They got two issues there.
If healthy, though, so you may not see it the way I do then.
I don't.
If healthy, they should win the Western Conference. And if they do not win, at least win the West. I'm not going to go as far as to say win it all yet.
That's fair. Okay.
But they should. They can win it all, too. But I'm just going to talk about the West right now. If they don't win the West, if healthy, it is a colossal, colossal failure. All we've talked about all season long is how wide open the West is, how there are no great teams in the West. Boston, Milwaukee, heck, when they were rolling, Brooklyn, all teams that were better than anybody in the West. Denver's got Jokic, and then, okay, the Clippers are good, but can they stay healthy? They got guys in and out of the lineup. New Orleans, Memphis, Sacramento, too young. Memphis is immature and young now. The Lakers obviously don't have it together. Golden State's been playing uncharacteristically poor all season long.
All year long,
it is wide open. And heck, Phoenix, Rob, won 9 of its last 11 before this trade. So they were starting to get healthy and starting to play great basketball without Kevin Durant. And now you throw him in? No. Other than health injuries, there is no reason they should not at least win the West.
I agree with you, but my issue is the reason of you having to even say that. The reason that you have to put a qualifier in front of that is because of Chris Paul's injury history, Chris, and Kevin Durant's injury history.
Right.
Kevin Durant went to the Brooklyn Nets and signed a free agent contract injured. Injured.
You knew he was sitting out a whole year.
A whole year. Right. You still signed him and gave him loot, Chris.
Right. Right.
You didn't say come back in a year. You signed him.
Paid him to rehab.
And now what? He's going to Phoenix injured.
Right. He's been injured every year.
Every year.
Since he's been with the Nets. Yep.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you is
well, that I agree with that.
Yeah. It's just those are the two reasons.
So you got health. What's the second reason?
No, that's one of them. They have the talent, but the health, I feel like they're kind of like the Lakers. Like, you always say if everybody's healthy, the Lakers can make a run. Oh, they got AD, they got, you know, and all that stuff,
right.
And LeBron. But you know deep down you can't pencil them in for the rest of the season. And yeah. I don't think you could do the same thing for the Suns.
Yeah, I mean, of course, injuries are always a factor with every team. But they're more with them.
And can I say this
too? Anybody else?
Here's the other one.
Or more with them, the Lakers and the Clippers, more than other teams in the West.
And the Chris Paul factor. Chris Paul has had nothing but a slew of tremendous teammates, and they haven't been able to win. And I'm not saying it's all his fault. But he's been a common denominator, Chris.
He's come up short in many times. I'm gonna give it. I've said it. Look, the pressure is on Durant and Chris Paul. Durant, this is actually a very great potential for Durant to redeem himself. Right? I don't say redeem, but when he went to Brooklyn, the thinking was, you know, he's got to show and wants to show that he can win it without a super stacked team. This is an opportunity to do that, Rob, because the team is stacked, but we all know they would not win the West or the championship without him.
No, there's no doubt about
it. So you've got a team that's very capable of winning it, and you could prove you can win it without Golden State
and
get tons of credit.
No, and you're right. And Chris Paul has never been able to get over the hump. So you will be carrying
him
over the hump.
Right.
Don't you remember when Devin Booker and them, they were saying he's the next Kobe? Remember they were up 2-0 in the finals?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where'd that go? We let that stop, right?
Well, so,
and
that's
he's a young star player. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not a – but Durant, if he elevates those guys, you would take a look at him and say, see, look what he got
done. Nah, be great for him. And getting back to Chris Paul, though, Rob, Lob City – Lob City was wildly talented. Never got past the second round. And some of it was injuries, including injuries to him. Then he goes to Houston. And they, in his first year, have Durant and Golden State down 3-2. Chris gets hurt. They lose the series. Then the next year, Rob, 2-2. It's knotted. And Durant gets hurt in 5. And you lose the next 2 games, you and James Harden, to Klay and Steph. And then he goes to Phoenix, Rob. They're up 2-0
right.
In the finals against Milwaukee. Like you said, everybody thinks this is his shiny moment.
You remember
that? And they fizzle. And then last year, when they had the best record in the West, and they just fell apart, including Chris, against Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. And that is his history. And Chris is viewed by many as a top 5 point guard. Well, let's look at the other 4, Rob. Magic, championships. Steph, championships. Oscar Robertson, 1 championship. Isaiah Thomas, 2 championships. Chris, none. And has had, as you said, a slew of great teammates.
If you went down and listed all the great players he played with, There's not enough room on the internet. I mean, it's just.
So this is his chance.
Right.
This, I mean, and I get it. He's older. A lot of people give him that excuse because he's 37, but he's still giving you 14 points, eight assists a game. And we're not looking for him to score. We're not looking for him to drop 20 points. Durant is one of the best scorers we've ever seen. Booker is one of the best scorers in the league. DeAndre Ayton will also give you 18 to 20. Chris just has to orchestrate. Chris just has to not fall apart. And so I do think some pressure's on him, Rob.
No, I agree. I do. People will look at it and say, how didn't they win? What did Chris Paul not do or what happened? You know what I mean? I agree. It is Chris Paul, mainly Chris, because he's got another great player that he needed to give himself a chance to win.
And I'll say this about Durant. And I would be fine with seeing Phoenix win the championship. And, Rob, if they meet Boston, and Boston right now I'd say is probably the favorite in the East. Chris Middleton just hasn't been the same in the few games he's played. Brooklyn obviously is done. Right. Philly is Philly, you know. But I think Boston's a favorite. We talked about it, Rob. Last year, they sunned Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and particularly Durant, in that people would always say, well, what would they do in the 80s with Durant? They never seen nothing like Durant in the 80s or the 90s. They couldn't guard him. Well, you know what they do? They do what Boston did and then some. Get physical with him.
Right.
Bang him up a little bit. And Durant, I've never seen Durant struggle like that. Durant was shut down. I mean, he still got numbers, but was inefficient, struggled badly, turning the ball over left and right. And so if they meet Boston in the finals, he can't let that happen again. He cannot let that happen again. And I'll say this on his behalf. Steve Nash wasn't helping him out.
No, not at all.
He wasn't exactly running any sets that might get a brother a little breathing room. And I think Phoenix obviously would do that, and they got more weapons that Boston would have to pay attention to and account for. So I think he'd fare better. But that's just something I'm going to be very interested in seeing if indeed it comes down to those two teams in the finals. But, yeah, Rob, I think they should win the West.
They should. On paper, they absolutely. If they don't, something went terribly wrong. Somebody got terribly injured. Something went amok, Chris, right? Yep. I mean, it's just no way of looking at it, especially when you look at the other teams. Even the defending Warriors, who have just been a shell of themselves this year.
Yeah, if the Warriors could get it together, I think they could challenge them. But they haven't shown us anything yet. So.
And they can't, you know, they still struggle on the road. And, you got to be able to win some games on the road.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got the Hall of Famer, B-Doc, Brian Dawkins, coming up in a moment. Of course, former Philadelphia Eagles player. So, you know who he's pulling for in the Super Bowl. But that's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, broadcasted live from the Super Bowl here in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix at the Convention Center. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And Super Week on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with the higher T, maximum energy and laser focus. Visit CHOQ.com to kick off your subscription today. That's CHOQ.com. Subscribe today. And it's our pleasure to welcome in a friend of the program, Brian Dawkins, of course, Super Bowl champ, five-time All-Pro safety with the Philadelphia Eagles. My man.
My man.
How you doing?
Absolutely blessed, brother.
Welcome into the show. And I know you got to feel good. Your former team here at the Super Bowl. Tell me about the Eagles, and do you like this team?
Oh, man. You know, and not just that. I'll talk about the Eagles, obviously, but, you know, to also have Andy Reid and to have him, Big Red, doing what I knew that he can do. Many of us as players knew that he can do. He can do the same thing in Philadelphia. He did the same thing in Philadelphia that he's doing in Kansas City, producing a winner year after year after year. But the Philadelphia Eagles, they're a surprise to me this year. I didn't expect them to make the Super Bowl this year. And if you're honest, if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you did not, when you came into the season, think the same thing.
I agree with you. Ain't no way. There's no way that we knew Jalen Hurts was going to progress and blossom last year in the playoff game. Remember, it didn't look that good.
It did not.
And people were questioning whether or not, is he really the guy, or should they make a commitment to him? You need to bring somebody else in. He put in the work, and he's been unbelievable.
Phenomenal. And I'm so impressed with him, all the way back for me to Alabama, being supplanted. And I don't think people can truly put themselves in the shoes of an individual that's starting the game in a national championship, get benched, and then celebrate the championship that has been won by somebody else.
It could damage you.
And
take away your joy of the game, Brian. You know that you played at a high level. Am I right? It could take away your joy.
Absolutely. And what it did not do is take away his joy, because he went to Oklahoma, got better. And here's the other thing about it is, not only did he go to another place, he got better. He took some of the things that Saban, I've read, said to him that he needs to get better at. He's gotten better. And that's the same thing that we've seen Jalen do as a professional. Some of the questions that you saw, I saw the same exact things, right? But this year, what has he done? Phenomenal completion percentage, accurate down the field, accurate all over the field. So that means he has the mentality to be able to hear the chirps, believe and understand that I do need to get better,
right?
And then get better,
and not just dismiss them as haters. No, I need to improve. I need to do to work on this? And the special thing about this Super Bowl, of course, Jalen Hurts, but also with Patrick Mahomes, the first time in NFL history, Super Bowl history, we have two black quarterbacks competing. What does that mean to you? Because I think it's special.
It's very special, and also it's special because in both of these young men's cases, they're going away from the stereotypical, hey, he's just an athlete. Both of these dudes are very cerebral in how they approach the game, being able to understand coverages, read defenses, you know, get the offense into the right play, all of those things. So I love the fact that you have these two very capable, cerebral quarterbacks who just so happen to have athletic ability and arm talent on the football field.
Our guest is Brian Dawkins, the Super Bowl champ, five-time, of course, all-pro safety with the Eagles. Joining us here on the Odd Couple here at the Super Bowl. And when you talk about Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, I think the only place on the football field they have an advantage over the Eagles is at quarterback. I think the Eagles are better top to bottom, just all, as far as all around team. What makes the Kansas City Chiefs special? Is it Patrick Mahomes that you can't discount?
Come
right?
on, you can't. It all starts and stops with Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying that, and we saw that. Matter of fact, we saw that. I forget the backup. Henney, was it Henney?
Yeah, Chad Henney.
Chad Henney
from Michigan.
We saw him come in for a little while to be able to still steer the ship. Cool, right?
Right?
But for the long haul, for the duration, for a championship run, you have to have Patrick Mahomes. And they know that. That's why they've gone, and I'm pretty sure they've done everything that they can with the with the resources that they have to make sure that ankle is 100% going into this game. Because without him at 100%, it's going to be hard for them to beat a Philadelphia Eagles football team healthy and as multiple as they are.
All right, so we all know that you're a man of faith.
Absolutely.
Just like my man and partner Chris Broussard. And you're appearing on behalf of hashtag HeGetsUs Initiative, which I hear will have two ads in Sunday Super Bowl. We're talking about big bucks. Please tell me about that. Two ads in the Super Bowl. He has deep pockets.
Yes, yes. Well, and that's a blessing to be able to say that there's an ad company that has those type of pockets to push someone that has changed my life forever and how I do things, how I live. We have someone in Jesus Christ that literally did he showed us how to human. I'll say it like that. He showed us how to deal with our emotions and not have our emotions deal with us. He showed us how to have empathy, how to listen to people that you may not necessarily agree with, but still make space for them and still love them. And if you disagree with them, you disagree with them in love, right? So all of the characteristics that Jesus displayed as he walked the face of this earth, we have the capability of doing those things, but we have to submit up under the Lord in order for us to have those characteristics show on a consistent basis. So, you know, I'm so happy to be a part of this. So even if you have a question about it, if you go to HeGetsUs.com, there's so many opportunities for you to, again, just see the Christ that you may have seen other people try to display that didn't do a good job at it.
Excuse me.
Go to this website and you'll see the Christ that we follow.
And the point you made is, to me, one of the best is we're not all going to agree, but that doesn't mean that we're enemies because we have different points of views. And that's what we're living in this world right now where, you know, if you don't agree with me, you're the ultimate enemy. No.
No.
We just disagree on this. Right. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Last thing about the Eagles and Andy Reid. You talked about it. Well, Andy Reid, of course, was with the Eagles when you were there, and he's playing his old team. How sweet would that be if Andy Reid, because, you know, he's been there a lot.
Yeah.
He's lost a lot of big games.
Yeah.
You know, I've documented that, Brian.
Yeah.
But he's lost a lot of big games.
Yeah.
And this would be magical for him to get a second one because, you know, it's always like I always say, anybody can win one, but once you win multiple, you know, you set yourself apart from the pack. How big would this be for Andy?
Now, this would be huge. this would be huge. This would literally, it would quiet some of those questions. There's going to always be questions,
right?
Because you know what we didn't do in Philadelphia for all of those years, and then going to Kansas City and coming up short that one time. So this would answer a whole lot of questions in a lot of other people's minds. But once again, those individuals that play for him and have coached alongside of him, they know the type of coach that he is and the type of man that he is and the type of man that he tries to help those young men to become as far as the leadership and the mentorship that he offers them.
And I know you can give me a score. I'm assuming you're picking the Eagles.
Yes,
I mean, come on.
Assumption.
You know that you want angry.
That's a great assumption.
What kind of score and you expecting?
Man, it's one score that continues to just stick in my head, and that's 35-30.
35-30. Okay, there
Philly.
We go.
Yeah.
His name is Brian Dawkins, man. One of the best Super Bowl champ, former Eagle, safety, of course, five-time All-Pro. We appreciate you here on the iCouple. All right, coming up next, we got a four-time Super Bowl champ. That's right, Joe Montana is coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio from the Super Bowl in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in a living legend. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. His name is Joe Montana, four-time Super Bowl champ, two-time NFL MVP, and in Rob Parker's book, The GOAT. Joe, how you doing? Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Appreciate the time.
No doubt. Joe, before we talk about the Super Bowl, I want to talk about the quarterback situation in San Francisco.
Yep.
And last year I was surprised that they moved away from Jimmy G only because they have a team ready to win. You know, you got a veteran quarterback who had gotten you to the Super Bowl, got you to the NFC Championship game. How surprised were you that they moved off of him?
I was surprised, too. I don't know what's going on with that there, but, you know, I still have that same feeling right now. I know that I don't think it's going to happen, but you got a guy who's having a serious elbow surgery. They say it'll take 6 months.
Tommy John, he has to have right.
Yeah, and so you have a Super Bowl-ready team. And you need someone who knows the offense that can jump right in there and win games for you. And Jimmy's done that in the past, right? And I just don't know how you get rid of him until you make sure Purdy's healthy. I don't know. Maybe Jimmy doesn't want to be there either. I have no idea. I don't go down there.
Right.
But if you're looking at like you from the outside, you think, okay, he's got to stay until Purdy's ready. And then from there you would go, okay, then, or is there somebody they're looking at outside? But if you bring somebody in from the outside, you need someone who knows that offense. Right?
How about Trey Lance? Where does he fit in? You know, they traded up for him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're invested. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know what I mean. Great guy, great athlete, and a great player. But it's not a – from the outside – He doesn't come from that type of system, right? He's not used to that get the ball out quick kind of thing. Maybe he's learning it. I don't know. I don't go to practice, so.
Right.
But to me, he's not a. He fits in the Philly system. Like when you're looking at a quarterback,
doing.
Yeah,
right.
You know, right? Run the ball. He let the quarterbacks run in because he's a big kid too. He's not as big as Jalen, but. He came from one of those type of systems, and so it's a good fit for him there, but not there, but in that type of system. But
right.
I don't know what they're thinking down there. I just ran into McCaffrey, and he's going, how many questions are you getting about the quarterback? He goes, oh, that's all he wants to know.
That's all everybody wants to know, no doubt. Yeah. Our guest is Joe Montana, of course, four-time Super Bowl champ, 4-0 in Super Bowls, 11 touchdowns, no picks. I just want people to remember that.
Oh.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you mentioned that maybe the 49ers were looking at somebody on the outside. Were you surprised that Tom Brady retired? Because, you know, there was talk about that. Brady maybe going there with a ready-made team, you know, that could get to the Super Bowl, and they could just plug him in as a veteran quarterback.
Yeah. I think even if you – my transition – I don't know how Tom's was when he went from New England to Tampa in that offensive system, but – mine was a little bit easier because Paul Hackett was there who coached and was running a similar type system, included in the Marty system. So that transition for me was a little bit easier because, a lot of the wording was different, but the plays and that were pretty similar. So if you bring Tom into the mix there, I'm sure he'll pick it up pretty fast, knowing him.
You think he's done, retired, officially?
Well, I'm not saying yes, but I think because there's a whole nother year between when he starts in the booth. So
there's a chance.
There's a chance. So I'm not saying never say never, as they say, right?
Our guest is Joe Montana, and you're appearing on behalf of Guinness. And I hear that you guys have something very special planned for St. Patrick's Day. Tell us.
Well, we actually added another team member. It's another Joe. You might know the guy, Joe Burrows.
Oh, Joe Burrows. Okay, I got it. Wow.
So Joe has come on.
You guys got big-time quarterbacks,
yeah,
huh?
So we're still working on St. Patrick's Day, but you may see us out there somewhere. But what we're doing now is we're working on this, what we call, Guinness is calling the Guinness 1 million hour pledge. So we're asking people to go out and log on to the website and pledge 10 hours of community service to and help us reach that million-hour goal that we're looking to do. And you get there, and let's try to get this done and, you know, help out our communities all around. And so that's what we're doing out there. So the website is givesback.guinness.com. And so just log on and pledge those hours, and let's get to that million.
All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl. And we got two different quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, of course, a passer, and Jalen Hurts, more of a runner, but he does have to pass, of course, in certain situations. Who do you like in this Super Bowl? And tell me about the two quarterbacks.
Well, you know, I was a Chief there, and so
right.
Hart's there with the Chiefs, and I think they got – pretty good chance to win with Patrick's, you know, close to 100%. You know, they're going to get pressure. I mean,
put pressure on everybody.
So he's going to get it, and he's got to be able to move around and make those plays. I saw some crazy stats this morning on, you know, what he does in the pocket, before he was hurt and since he was hurt. It's not too far off. But what he does outside the pocket is a huge, dramatic difference since he was been hurt. So I think he needs to be able to – if he can move around that, they got a chance to win. Because, it's impossible to cover guys for that long a period of time when you got a guy that can run around and make something throw.
That's when you get the big plays downfield, right? Yeah. Once you get loose.
Yeah. And so, if not, I think they're – I'm hoping to see a great game. You got two good defense. One, obviously, I think the Eagles are number one, right?
Right. Yeah. Eagles are number one, yeah. And they get pressure with only rushing four.
Yeah. That reminds me of another team they used to have that did the same thing with Reggie White was there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be a good one. You look at Jalen. He's had a tremendous year. Patrick had an MVP season. And like you said, two different styles. So every time they see something, the other team gets the ball, it's going to be fun to watch what they do. And two great players. And I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than we think.
You think so? Because of the defense is so good? Yeah.
You know, those dang defenses, that old saying, they win championships, and they do. So,
they do. So Joe was saying take the under. Is that what you just said?
Sort of. in so many words.
Talk about Andy Reid has been a great coach for a long time. He probably hasn't won as much as people would have thought. You know what I mean? With the teams that he had in Philadelphia, they went to four straight NFC championship games. And now he has a chance to finally get this second Super Bowl for Andy Reid. Is he one of the best, whether he wins it or not?
I think so. I mean, if you look at especially that are currently coaching, you have the success he's had and, he just looks like a fun guy to play for. You know, on the field, looks a little different, but when you see him off the field and hear the things he's said and does, sounds like a pretty fun guy to be around.
Yeah. Joe, do you get a kick out of all the, the GOAT talk that is so prevalent now? You know, we just had LeBron just become the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. So, of course, people are like, well, now he's the GOAT over Michael Jordan because – but I think do you – and not that I'm asking you to say whether you're the GOAT or not because I don't think that's your place. I think that's what other people do. But – you were 4-0 in the Super Bowl. Michael Jordan was 6-0. Is that special to you that you never got beat in the Super Bowl, just having that stat?
Yeah, well, it's a relief having that stat. I never had to go home empty-handed. And I was fortunate, man. We had good, really good defenses.
Yeah, but you made plays. Yeah. I mean, come on, Joe. Yeah. You threw a couple game-winning touchdowns. You made plays, too.
Yeah, we had a good offense also, but, if it doesn't matter. Sometimes no matter how many points you score, if you can't stop the other team, they'll score more than you do. So, when Ronnie Lott and Eric Wright and that group and Keena came along early and we got to that first Super Bowl, things changed on that. From that point on, our defense, I think one of the best points to look at is like Danny. I love Danny to death. He had a seriously good, great season in '84, and all the talk was Danny, unfortunately, and no one looked at our defense. And I think our defense was number one that year, and we had a really good defense that year, and so they basically shut that down. And we scored some points also, but mainly because they shut down Danny.
No doubt, Joe Montana. We appreciate it for people who. Who don't know, I call Joe Montana the GOAT, and I call Tom Brady the LOAT. You know what that stands for, Joe?
No.
The luckiest of all time. All right. There we go. Joe Montana here on the iCouple. More iCouple coming up next. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, so bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker will be back at some point. He's tied up, let's just put it that way. But we got Rob G in, and Rob G, of course, is a huge L.A. Lakers fan, and he was really excited about what the Lakers did yesterday at the deadline. Until Phoenix made their move.
Yes.
And it just put everything the Lakers had done to shame. Look, I think the Lakers definitely improved. D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, two good three-point shooters. The floor spacing will be much better. Obviously, you have LeBron in the mid-range, AD mid-range and inside, and you'll have better shooting around them. And then Jared Vanderbilt is a really good defender.
Right.
And so I think they improved offensively and defensively with these moves. They're not sexy moves, but you do have two stars, presumably. And if they're surrounded by some good role players, I was saying I would look at that move and it wouldn't make me think they're going to win the West. But I would say they're better and then say, you know what, if they're healthy and AD and LeBron really start clicking, they got a puncher's chance. Like, they could do some damage maybe. But now, like I said, Phoenix should be the team to be in the West if it works. And Durant usually doesn't take much time to fit in. But, yeah, as a Lakers fan, are you excited about this or what?
Absolutely. I mean, because now they finally have a roster that makes sense, right?
Right.
You know, even I, who thought the Russell Westbrook trade could work, I understood that the fit wasn't clean. I just thought, hey, you know, Russ will carry you through the regular season because he plays so hard, and then by the time he gets to the playoffs, LeBron and AD will get the job done. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that didn't work out. And now, thankfully, they have presumably both of their stars available, because you got to assume health, you know,
absolutely,
for any team, because whether it's the Lakers
with them.
Yeah, but whether it's the Lakers, the Suns, you know, if your best players are hurt, it's not going to matter anyways, right? So the Lakers finally got shooting around these guys. They have more athleticism. Unfortunately, like you said, they don't have the talent top to bottom to stack up with Phoenix,
right,
with Dallas even. I don't know about Denver, because I just don't think Denver is as good as the record would indicate in the playoff setting.
Yeah, they're
not scary, right,
at all.
And Rob Parker is back. He was following Joe Montana to the restroom, and then he decided to come back and finally join us.
Excuse me?
In the middle of a set.
It was an episode. It was an episode.
He wanted an autograph. Joe was weirded out.
No. You know I don't ask for autographs, my God. Because you enjoyed it.
He was weirded out, though, right?
Was he? Nah, Joe.
He liked your Tom Brady joke.
He did.
I saw that.
Did you laugh?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because I've heard it 834 times.
It's new material to other people.
No, all right. I'm sure to him it was
right.
Funny.
He didn't know. But, yeah, you know, in talking about the Lakers and where they are, too little, too late.
It certainly feels that way. Because right? I think everyone can agree they're much better today than they were 48 hours ago.
But not good enough.
The problem is that the teams are trying to catch also got better. That's the biggest problem.
That is the problem.
Even the Clippers, who traded away all their point guards, basically. You know, Eric Gordon's a really good fit with those guys. All signs point to them getting possibly even Russell Westbrook on the buyout.
That'll
market.
Be interesting.
But they
well,
got,
it looks like it the way that they've cleaned house with all those guards.
Yeah, and,
right?
And then
they got rid of everybody.
The one that was the unsexy move, but is probably going to have some of the biggest dividends, is the Plumlee center pickup that the Clippers got. Because as good as they are with their 17 different wing defenders, they had one center on their roster.
Right.
So when you get into a series against Jokic or, you know, maybe Anthony Davis, whoever.
Well, that's a good pickup.
You have to have some kind of size, and now they have it without having to give him much in any of the rotation pieces.
I give them credit. The Clippers, they make moves like every year, Chris, to improve themselves. And they always seem to pick up people, and now they don't seem like they're just going to hold on to people if they don't really fit. John Wall looked like, Chris, it started out as a good thing, right?
Yeah, I thought Wall was – I mean, I didn't think he'd be back to what he used to be, but I thought this was going to work out for him.
And it didn't. It started out good, but it is. It's incredible.
I mean, you think about John Wall. He was not quite but darn near where Ja Morant is now. Derrick Rose was there, and obviously injuries befell
right,
him.
Right,
but John Wall – I mean, that's the thing, man. It can go like –
So if you're quickly. John Wall, what are you thinking today? Like, you're going back to Houston.
You're glad you got all your money.
So that they can release you, right?
Right. You got your money. That's what, I mean, he's going to be a bit player now wherever he goes. Right.
I get that, but just ego-wise, like, he's not an old guy, Chris. Nah. He was supposed to have a big-time career in the NBA, and he's not having that. It's like, this is it.
Yeah, the injuries, of course, and then, you know, the game changed a little bit, too, with the shooting, and he's never been much of a shooter. And so that hurt him, too. But, yeah, look, the Lakers, we know they got better, but I don't know. Let's see how LeBron and AD, and I've been saying it all year, those are two top 10 guys when healthy. So you do have decent role players around you. So I think a lot of it's on the stars, too.
Well, we
and not just putting up numbers, but making those guys better.
Right, and winning. The numbers are good, but they don't feel as good when you don't win.
Speaking of winning, LeBron already ruled out for tonight's game against Milwaukee.
Right.
Lakers might have like 7 available players against Giannis.
Well, that's when you talk about how every game is so important.
That was my best.
And then you skip a game.
And look, he at his age.
We get it, but they
don't have any room for error.
There's no room for error, and the games are melting away.
Right. All right, we got an hour left. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep that bad boy locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.